Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 8th of June, and it's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we have room for you this morning, so hop in. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Linda.
Well, good morning. We'll cover a bunch of stuff that happened over the weekend. Find out what's on your mind. We have a full morning. It's going to be a great show. 7:06 in the morning, as Carl said, and the temperature looks like, can you believe this? We're at 75. It's 7:06 in the morning, 75 degrees. Our temperature high calls for 105 today. That's right, folks. Those of you driving through 5, up 5 or down 5, we have a partly cloudy night that will be around 72. Tomorrow calls for around 99. And Wednesday, we go down with slight chance of thunderstorms with our highs of 89. Now, we bring the weather to you throughout the program each and every day. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. But they're going to change their slogan to, it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
I think they're ready to do that this week, yeah.
They give senior veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Actually, yesterday is going to be cooler than yesterday. Now, these, of course, are relative terms because yesterday the official high in Redding peaked 111 degrees. Welcome to June. Actually, we're a little bit above the norm for this time of year, but June in Redding.
Did I hear you say, Bob Belongi? Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
That we had you running around and going in the back room because the computer went down 90 seconds before we started on the air. You should have seen it. It was pure radio mayhem. But did I hear you say it was 111?
That's the official.
Yeah. Do you know we were there last night at the
Where were we?
Colt 45 game last night. And
hot summer night baseball. Can't
hot,
get better.
It was. Hot summer with a hot dog and a little sticky to the seat, but that's okay. Who cares? They're out there sweating in the sun, and it was great.
The Colt 45s have got a team. Last night they were behind 1-0 and came back in the bottom of the third inning and scored 7 runs. I don't really know what the final was because we left another couple innings. But we see a lot of good friends out there. See Sarah and Gus, and of course Boyce Muse can't stay away. He's addicted to it. And then and Patty and Rick Bassetti, she's constantly busy making things happen.
And Barbara Harrison's been out
Barbara Harrison's every time. And I gave Barbara a hug, and she goes, I said, Barbara, you're just damp, from the sweat and everything.
She goes, we did come up with a good idea that for those of you who like to do like a summer concession stand.
Yeah, this is an idea.
How about a Mr. Booth?
Yeah,
Mr. Booth. Hey, have you gone to Mr. Booth? Somebody go, what's Mr. Booth? I'm talking M-I-S-T-E-R, Mr. Like the mist that you go and stand in 3 bucks would get you in. When you're super hot, you go in and just it's like going into the shower.
With a fan going.
Yeah.
So you get misted and fanned at the same time. So it drops your temperature, several, dozens of degrees, and then you get into the stands.
Given if the humidity is in the right range, if the humidity is high enough and that moisture won't evaporate, it's just going to make you all that much more miserable. But at least most of the time,
most of the time, you don't have to worry about that. Not around here.
We get single-digit humidities here.
Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of things happening this coming weekend. And one of them is the Amtrak exhibit train is coming to Dunsmuir. That's right. It's going to be on June the 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Amtrak exhibit train has all types of things in it. They have the Chuggington Kids Depot featuring toy trains and coloring tables. There's going to be other kids' activities, live music. It's going to have something for everyone. For additional details on the exhibit train, visit Amtrak.com/exhibit train. And it's just so much stuff that's happening in Dunsmuir. This is one of a kind. You're not bringing the train back to Dunsmuir. And then this June, let's see, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th is the 43rd annual Reading Pro-Am. And so this is the 2015 Reading Pro-Am. And it's just sponsored by a joint. It's just a number of sponsors, Omega, Tellus Incorporated, of course, Redding Kiev, Les Schwab Tires, U.S. Lending Company, all of these. But I believe the teams are sold out already, but you can still buy whole advertisements. There are T advertisements. You can put your name up there on the T when you're attempting to hit the ball. Linda and I are going down there, of course, on Thursday for their pro-am, for their kind of a pro-am. No, not pro-am. Thursday, this Thursday at 10.
Right.
You're looking at me funny here. Why are you looking at me funny? Did I say something wrong? We're going down there to play with – they're going to put together teams. It's going to be a scramble, and we're playing with one of the Special Olympic kids because all this is to raise money for the Special Olympics.
No, I'm looking – there. I'm not looking at you anyway. I thought you were. Well, we played at the little – which is great, like Lake Redding Golf Course yesterday. Just early in the morning, we were able to get out of there by 11:30, which is nice. Nine holes. Wasn't that nice, honey?
It was great. Played nine because you don't have to worry, and then we can you know, I always buy like two or three balls from like three balls for a dollar from the from the lady there, and it works for me because after I'll lose one. Let me see. If you're driving down the road there on Court Street, this is not a good idea when I'm driving off the second tee. Because I invariably will drop one into your windshield. So,
we had two balls. Look out! Yesterday, and baseball.
Yeah, when I swing the club, it's usually followed by a watch out.
Hey, did you know that the number of people age 65 and older will almost double over the next 35 years? It's kind of scary. It's talking about interesting article about Social Security. Of course, for many people, it's a financial lifeline that rescues so many people. Without some type of reform, though, benefits will need to be cut by 23% by 2033. According to recent reports from the Social Security Administration, in other words, after the depletion of reserves, continuing tax income is expected to be sufficient enough to pay only 77% of scheduled benefits in 2033. Making matters worse, some researchers believe that Social Security overestimates how long current benefits will stay afloat, and millions of Americans believe the program will sink into insolvency by the time they retire. Not to have slit your wrist stuff on Monday morning. This is part of that whole thing that we're talking about. The way that we thought it was just isn't.
No, it's not.
The way we thought, I'm really kind of in this thing watching Mad Men. And, this is all about the 60s, how many we are products of our family and retirement and that kind of thing. What do you have there?
Well, nothing. It's the way that they were projecting things from back then where it was really quiet. You write shows from today, based on, recent history, like this was set up in the late 50s, early 60s. They can write about things, but the things they do back then are just, today when we look at it, I remember what they were doing. It was, Lucky Strikes. You saw it everywhere. Bad Bob. I mean, we saw, John Wayne. Doctors were smoking cigarettes and going, it calms people.
Yeah. Pregnant women.
And they're talking
about
tar and low nicotine and all these things. And women smoking all the time. Pregnant women smoking all the time. And essentially what it was, and not only that, but then they talked, they had all of these other ads for things from back then. I mean, how they were doing it back then that you just look at it today and you go, oh my
Seriously?
God. But it was serious. It was like, oh my gosh. It's if you look at that series that way, it's cool.
Yes, but I was. Yeah,
so Linda, does this stuff keep you up at night?
No, the Social Security thing that I'm bringing that up is because it ties into that there would have been a time when and I wonder how our listeners feel about the fact that you start to work for a company. Like my dad worked for Aerojet for 30 years. How many people work for companies 4 years, went into retirement, and that's what you did? So you have a nice retirement, you have Social Security. And so times are changing. A lot of people don't have the companies. They're scaling down, minimum wage. Things are changing. The way that we thought it was going to be, or we were raised to think it was going to be, is changing. So what do we
do
now?
One thing that's not changing.
What isn't changing?
Sleep number bed.
I tell you what, that
does not change because, and here's the other thing is, Bob, to answer your question, I don't lose sleep, and you know why? I have my sleep number bed. That's right. My sleep number bed, when my sleep number setting is 50, I'm up to 50 now. And Linda, what's your sleep number setting?
Mine's been at 45, but I'll tell you what, what I want to do, what I want to add to our Sleep Number, and you can do this right now if you go to your nearest Sleep Number store, which right here we have in the shopping center in Target next to the vitamin shop, is they have the cooling pad that either can heat your bed, your side, so it's dual.
It's a heating
control
pad.
So you can decide that you want to have like almost like air conditioning, and it's this pad that goes on your bed, and you can sleep on that, and it can be the temperature you want it to be. Not only do you get the dual control of what you want as far as that the hardness or the softness, you can do that. I want to get that.
And besides the dual air, besides the dual air technology, yes, you can also keep your bed cool, but you also have the Sleep IQ technology, which helps you sleep, which gauges the way you sleep at night. You don't have to do anything except sleep, and it's going to give you some ideas. Maybe it's less caffeine, maybe to turn off the TV earlier, maybe to read more often. But the Sleep IQ, along with the Sleep Number bed with the dual air technology and the being able to cool the bed off, like Linda's saying, is if you can't sleep in that bed, then you're doing something wrong. Not only that, but Sleep Number always has great deals for their beds, and you can only find them in those Sleep Number stores right here in the Target Shopping Center, as Linda said, and the and right next to the vitamin shop. But go in and see Brian and Janice. Talk to them or talk to any of the professionals down there. They're going to tell you what your Sleep Number is. We've been using this for over two years. I've never slept better, and it's so much. And people ask me this, and the answer is yes. It works. Trust me. Go down and try it. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Makes me feel fine. Rolling through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Rolling through the jasmine in my mind.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Monday, June the 8th. 75 degrees out there already, my friends. Heading up to 105 today. 7:23 is the time. 23 minutes after 7.
Oh, you do it so well.
605-4567. And weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. You can't say more than that. 70 years in the business, Shasta Regional, good people down there. Angel sent me something on the chat room that says they have an inflatable pub. An inflatable Irish pub is coming to Boston. It's popular in the British Isles.
Inflatable?
Inflatable. That's what it says, inflatable.
Oh, well, so this is weird. I love about our listeners because we were talking about the Mr. Shower.
Mr.
Have you been to the
Because
Mr.?
If you say Mr. Shower, it's kind of like Mr. Potato Head.
Well.
Is that you go in there and there's Mr. Somebody showers you.
Mr. Fusion on the back of the DeLorean.
That's it. Or how about Miss Confusion? That's where. Okay. You know, you were talking about how people are getting older. I've got a better story than that.
Barbara Bush turns 90.
Well, I got a better story than that. Japan. In Japan, they're having a huge problem with their 40-something-year-old males. They don't know how to have relationships. In fact, a majority of them are virgins. They've worked so hard, to become where they were. They just, did not have time for romance. And now when the economy crashed, when it crashed a couple years ago, not only did men lose their economic muscle, they lost their relationship muscle. Hmm. So they literally have men who have never had, they've got jobs and never had a relationship with a woman at all. One of them said, I did really find this one woman attractive 2 decades ago, but she rejected my advances. Then I found another one, and she rejected my advances. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just him. But now they have a school. It's called Virgin Academies that are starting across Japan. Virgin Academies.
Don't laugh. I have somebody who may be teaching that class.
No, this is completely different than what you're talking about. This is in Japan, and it's not – And now is teaching men how to have a relationship with women. Japan's got one of the lowest sexual relation rates, by the way, or amount of sex in the world. And in fact, 68% of those between the ages of 16 and 19 are virgins. They're reported being virgins, unlike the Germans who are like 12% or 20%. So that you put into this is, they have such a little closed society in this, and then, working so hard for their companies and then not having relationships. So now here they are. It's like the 40-year-old virgin, but it's true.
Well, my experience, and it wasn't in Japan, but again, in the Asian culture of what it would have been in China, and in the Chinese families in Hong Kong, everybody lives together, and the matriarch is the power of the family, and so everybody lives together, and any social life would be a lot in what they call, the host. If you're doing business, it would be at tea houses. So it's kind of like geisha. And if you were doing business where you're going, and that's how you socialize. So there's women in that environment, but necessarily
but
mean it's sexual.
It's not a sexual.
They're not having relationships, but they're
just waiting on men.
Yeah, they're waiting
on
men.
They're subservient to men.
Yes, and then on some other environments would be they dance with the men, they drink with the men, and so the men are having a social, but they're not having relationships.
The men think they're subservient. We know better. Don't wait, Bob. Yeah. Are you listening, Bob? Hop in here.
I witnessed that while I was there. I saw a lot of that
thin
going
ice,
on
thin
with
ice.
Business.
Danger, Will Robinson.
That's right. Danger. Pull me out of this. Oh, hey, look. Today, the Record Searchlight is joining us for the first, for our beginning in our relationship with Record Searchlight. They're coming on today to talk about stories. Why do they pick stories and what stories they think are big for the communities? And explain more about – see, some stories they'll take like a piece of and not be able really to follow a lot of it up. Here's your chance to ask them about, well, why don't you do stories here or stories there or what about this? So that's going to start today. We're going to have Carol Ferguson, the managing editor, and one of her reporters is going to join us today. Something else. We're talking about, you know, in China, and I'm pulling this one out of my memory here. But in China, they have one of the problems they had is because of having only have so many children, and they chose to have male children, is they've got a severe shortage in females that's really going to hit in the next 10 or 15 years, that there's not enough females to go around.
But then according to one of the specials that Lisa Ling did, a lot of these orphanages.
Okay, you want to say this
weird.
for the fourth time?
Yeah, it just sounds weird. Sounds weird with the ES on the end. Anyway, are filled with Chinese girls, little girls. Because
they gave them up because they didn't want to have them.
Right.
But they're still going to be, well, I don't know about that, but they could be filled. But there's still a vast shortage of women that the Chinese men. And so now what does that mean? Are we going to have a reverse, instead of a brain drain, a reverse of a blonde drain? Is that they're going to be all these well-off Chinese men who don't have a date, so they're going into the they're looking you know, My Date or myworld.com, and they're going to be looking for wives. And then do you see like an abundance of Russian blonde ladies heading for China to be married?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
and
could
the
be
world
dangerous.
Is flat.
There you go.
Given the culture, especially of China and Japan in particular, with regard to xenophobia, because trust me, they could write the book on racism in China. This opens a big can of worms.
It does. Okay, hey, let's move on.
Okay, go ahead. I have a headline too.
American. Now, am I pronouncing this right? American Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Okay,
Egyptian Pharaoh.
Yeah. Won the Triple Crown, post to post.
Big
now,
wow.
You cannot – I mean, they're trying to figure out how much this horse is worth now. The horse is getting endorsements. I mean, how does a horse endorse anything? I mean, yeah, you know, I picked
– Feed?
I picked a little jockey saddle.
Sure.
And this is what I wear when I want to look great, winning the Triple Crown. Or
that's fantastic.
I wear lightweight shoes.
It's fantastic. Now, do we know the backstory on this horse? We'll have to look that up.
Maybe there'll have to be a movie. So I'm sure the movie's already being, you know, scripted out.
But they say this horse is really laid back. It's a the horse comes out after winning the Triple Crown. Of course, I don't know if the horse doesn't know it's won the Triple Crown. The only thing the horse knows is it's running. And this is the part that gets me is I don't like to see three-year-old horses racing. They break down. But when a horse is running and it does something so dramatically great – because a Triple Crown is hard. It's a difficult series to win because they're different distances and the whole thing, different weights. I mean, it's something. But anyway.
Well, moving along, the Supreme Court refused to weigh in again Monday on one of its most controversial topics, the right to bear arms. I thought you might want to hear that. The justices declined to reconsider the rights of local governments to constrain the right upheld by the High Court in two landmark decisions over the past decade by requiring that handguns be disabled or locked up when be disabled or locked up when they are not being carried.
So they're saying that a person does not have to do that.
They're sure. Okay. That's what they're saying.
All right. Well, that's good. That's the way it should be. Anyway. And you know what? We teach. You know I teach. We teach safety and firearms. If you're not using a firearm, it should be in a safe or it should be locked in such a way nobody can get to it and use it. In other words, if you have a cable lock on it, that's fine, or something that somebody can't just pick it up and use it. If you're using a weapon all the time, that's up to you and how you keep that safeguarded. But the main part is safety, to keeping it from children and people who should not have access to weapons. All right. Hey, we're going to come back in a couple minutes. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. It's Monday. It's 75. I think it's probably already 77. It's probably already gone up.
Hydrate. 10.
It's probably already gone up 3 degrees. And let's talk about dogs and babies and people and cars. Do not leave them in there. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All aboard Dunsmuir to celebrate Amtrak Train Days. On Saturday, June 13th, the Amtrak exhibit train is pulling into the Dunsmuir Amtrak station from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meet Amtrak representatives at the station and hop aboard for a free self-guided tour through Amtrak's past, present, and future. For the youngest rail fans, stop off at the Chuggington Kids Depot, featuring toy train and coloring tables. After touring the train, explore the festivities featuring kids' activities and live music. There's something that's bound to strike a chord for everyone Saturday, June 13th in Dunsmuir.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. The time is 7:34 in the morning. It is 80 degrees out there. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 80 degrees at 7:34 in the morning, sweetheart. What do you think?
Time of year.
Oh, you're sweetheart, Bob. That's good. Bob will be sweetheart this morning. Oh, how's that?
He's a sweetie. Bob's always a sweetie.
The tomatoes are blooming. The tomatoes are definitely prolific.
They are. I pulled seven off there yesterday.
Nothing better than a hot tomato off the vine.
I'm still not even sure what that means, but everybody in here is laughing. What's that mean? Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. Ted Leidy, by the way, was dancing with the stars, and he had to stop dancing with the stars because he injured his foot. And I was laughing and teasing him and poking him, and it turns out that he had injured an ankle or his foot, of course, years ago while he was in the Army, and it got a stress fracture. So I was still bugging him about it, and what happened is he shows up with a cast on his foot. Oh, okay. So I guess it was bad. Anyway, Northern Firearms Instruction is providing some of the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for Shasta County residents, they will provide a pistol and ammo while you go through the class. If you have not selected that pistol that you want to carry or want to have, and then they're going to help you select that pistol after the class. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction, plus the fact you can just see what a great time everybody has and all the information they provide. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. All right.
You want to talk about these two guys that escaped?
You know, this was like out of a movie, except definitely. These are bad guys. This isn't the – what is it? What was that, the Scrimshaw or the Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, which is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, that was an innocent guy. These two guys are bad guys.
Richard, Matt, and David Sweat discovered missing from their beds, which were filled with clothes to appear as though they were sleeping. In their cells about 5:30 a.m., seems that roadblocks have been set up in all the areas, which is about 20 miles from the Canadian border. Bloodhounds, helicopters being used to track down the men. Governor Cuomo called their escape as an elaborate plot, described the two as extremely dangerous. It seems that Sweat 34 is serving a sentence of life without parole after he was convicted of first-degree murder of killing a sheriff's deputy in Broome County, New York, on July 4th, 2002. Matt, 48, is serving a sentence of 25 years to life for the kidnapping, dismemberment, and killing of his former boss in 1997. They had adjoining cells and were emptying during a morning check.
Well, now here's the thing. Is they had to have – they used power tools to cut through the walls, to cut through the steel wall, to get into the system where they went through all the different pipes and tunnels. Then you had to cut through a steam pipe that they had to crawl through, and then through – and cut off the lock in the and chain of a manhole cover in the neighborhood that they came out of, push that up, and then they've disappeared.
How do you
and they left a note, have a nice day.
And look
so they didn't crawl through a sewer pipe a la Shawshank.
They didn't.
Yeah, too bad.
And
But here's the thing, is that this is the first time since there has been any kind of escape from this prison, which was built in 1865. My question is, how do you not hear power tools?
Well, and the other question is how do you get the power tools? And now they're saying they must have had help. So they've questioned this one woman. The one woman inside the prison has been questioned and relieved of duty. She's not a guard. But then, you know, you have to ask yourself, I mean, is what's going on to the extent where they can cut through a steel – they can cut through a steel wall, which is essentially what they did, and cut through – you know, they left their own cells and knocked their way through brick and all this. And so this probably has been happening over – I would say over a period of at least days or weeks. But then again, I don't know. We'll never know until they catch these guys.
And even then, they
may not know.
I don't think you were here yet when, over the holidays, somebody got into the vault of the, I think it was the Wells Fargo up on Hilltop, and they literally cut their way into the vault, and nobody noticed. This truck was parked outside for a couple of days as these guys took literally a couple of days to cut their way into the vault, cleaned out the standard undisclosed amount of cash, but it was a big thing because this was right there next to the Toys R Us.
Is there a Toys R Us?
No, it was the Bank of America, not Wells Fargo. Bank of America. It was a major heist. And
Did they catch them?
No.
They
absolutely
never
vanished without a trace.
They have no idea who it was. So they probably left with, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Nobody knows how much they
undisclosed.
Well,
that was a big news story because it was like, how can somebody not notice?
Well, I'll tell you how. Because it's probably the truck was parked there and it had some kind of name on it or something like that. These guys, did they cut in from underneath?
Went in through the roof.
Hmm.
I bet it's harder to do that nowadays. They probably have wobblers and things on that tell you. Hey, abortion is on the decline in America.
Front page news.
When you see that, and you have to ask yourself, and that doesn't surprise me, but one of the reasons does. Better birth control methods. They're more available to everybody. Buy them over the counter. Well, you've always been able to buy them over the counter. I mean, but birth control pills and all the types of little inserts, all these things. But they say also a change in social attitudes that women are keeping their babies more often. than they used to. I find that interesting. That the fact is, and these are all front page off the Record Searchlight, by the way. And Enterprise, then Enterprise High School teacher Trent Copeland retires after 23 years. And they've got like a full page story on this guy. He's touched so many lives. Now, see, this is a good news story because here's a guy that's in a tough position, a tough job. Retires. I mean, he touches so many of these kids in a positive sense.
Love it. Mentor, good mentor.
Right. And then the other big headline is that jail savings that they got from Proposition 109 and this AB, was it 27 or 47, that turned all the second-term offenders loose on our streets. They've saved hundreds of millions of dollars, so what are they going to do with it? They said they're going to use it for programs, mental health programs, get that money down to the counties and all that. Well, instead, they've used this money, along with other money, to build new jails. Now, we're recipients of part of that money, and I can't help but scream and cheer and jump up and down and yell and say, yeah, yes, we need more jail space because we're up to our necks in these people. And, you know, and now, in bad guys, we're going to have a series here, or at least a couple of days we're going to be talking about this with several people. But one of the things I've always said was, people are going to, you know, people kind of go along. As long as it's criminal and criminal and they beat each other up and hit each other and hurt each other, it's bad. They shouldn't be doing that. But it's still criminal and criminal out there. And there's been many instances, it appears, that it's not just criminal on criminal. It's criminal on civilian are getting simple assault and then felony assault out there. But yet it doesn't make the papers. And, you know, in one case, there's 7 or 8 of these felonies that is seen in court every month from just one side of it. I mean, just from one judge. If there's many other judges, how many others must be seeing this? So this is the amount of this is going on. Is it being reported? And we're going to ask the Record search like that. Because the police make reports. They have to on all these. Is anybody gleaning through these and seeing, well, wait a minute, how bad is this? If it's one thing to have one whole, a transient or something like that stabbed another transient, or, you know, it's a drug deal gone down. So you say, oh, well, hey, you know what? Those things happen. Then to have a transient or a thug or somebody grab somebody on the river trail and beat them and take their Walkman. Or do they even still have Walkmans, or take their phones?
Take their MP. Well, one of the things I think I recall Chief Paletti saying is that the process of crime analysis has to be very exacting so that you don't draw wrong conclusions. And it is an expensive process. You don't just have anybody plop down and draw conclusions. There has to be a lot of statistical analysis applied.
Well, and that's true, and I understand that. But I think that maybe we ought to start taking a look at just how many of these crimes are happening and how many of these crimes are people that are getting assaulted out there that, nope, they're not, it's not being covered for, because one, nobody's noticed it, or two, they want to keep us kind of like low key. That if you find out that, and I don't know if this is true at all, but if say you're having one or two people assaulted a week walking down the river trail, do you want to tell people that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you, I mean, we
talk about the fact of what we're trying to court businesses. Oh my gosh, and that's a whole other conversation for another day. But we're trying to, as a community, court businesses to come in through the world, to come to Reading and, you know, take Stillwater, do something, come in and have business friendly.
I already know what to do with Stillwater.
But if you're looking in, going and searching stories, of course, if you heard that there were 7 assaults on the river trail in the last month, that were just not gang related, that was like you or me walking on the trail, that I just know from the doggy park, people have had their cars broken into while they're running. These are just average citizens that are just wanting to live their lives. And so, you know, you hear about that, but not to have seen these other things reported in the paper, I'm not sure. We'll ask about that later. When we come back from the break, though, it's in, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a survey. What are the 10 happiest countries in the world? You're going to want to hear this when we get back. Right here on KCNR 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, Shasta County and the rest of the world. On this beautiful, 7:48 in the morning, waiting for the downbeat. Here we go. There we go. Hey, good morning on this Monday. That was great. It was a good lead in there, Bob. Gosh, it's 80 degrees outside. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. My mom called. I got her a watch. And she called and she said, I'm taking it to do two jewelers. I said, Mom, this is in Sacramento, they just can't figure it. They can't fix it because the battery was left in there corroded. You know, I got her a vintage watch. So I'm going to take it into Four Winds Jewelry because I got it elsewhere from a private estate. And even though it's Four Winds Jewelry, they do a fabulous estate jewelry. They do all kinds of things. But guess what? I'm going to take it in there, and I know without a doubt in my mind they're going to be able to fix this watch. And so that's what you can do with great places like Four Winds Jewelry. They do jewelry repair, loose stones. He's an expert in every kind. He's been in the business forever. So it's really nice to know that somebody local cares about local. And he supported our station for a long time, and we really like Leonard and the gang over at Four Winds Jewelry. Now, before we left and went on, took a commercial break, we talked about the 10 happiest countries in the world. I love stuff like this. I don't know about you, but so number 10, and you know what? None of them are in America.
Well, America is one of the countries, though.
Nope, not in the top 10 happiest countries in the world.
Right. America, so, is, you say, oh, America is not,
not
in the top
is
10.
In the top 10. So, but number 10, maybe I gave it away by telling you that before we even go through it. But number 10 is New Zealand.
Okay.
Top 10. Going on, and what they've gone by is life satisfaction score, which is 7.3, self-reported good health, which is 90%, the highest, quality support network, 94%, disposable income is about 23,000, which is one of the 17th of the lowest, life expectancy is about 81.5 years, tied with the highest. So that's interesting about.
So New Zealand's the first. What's the second? Number 10. What's number 9?
Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Okay. I understand that.
Netherlands. And again, their disposable income is 27,000. Life expectancy is about 81.2. Number eight is Canada.
Huh.
Canada is good health, 89%. So. Disposable income is 29, life expenses 81.5, and 7.3, tied with the highest life satisfaction score. I think they're going a lot of that. The next one's Australia. That's number 7. Number 6, Norway.
Norway.
Norway. These are the happiest countries
in
the world.
I know a number of Norwegians. They always seem pretty happy, but they were always drinking beer. So.
Their unemployment rate was just 3.5% last year, significantly lower than the 36th country.
State-funded.
Israel is number 5.
Now that kind of surprises me that Israel is one of the 10 happiest countries in the world. Is Palestine number 4?
Self-reported good health, 80%. The quality of support network.
They run a lot.
The quality support network, which I think is pretty cool, is 87%. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the life expectancy 81.8 years. Number 4, Finland.
Another Scandinavian country.
Number three, Switzerland.
Okay,
we knew we'd be in there.
Yep.
The Swiss are one of the wealthiest populations. The net household wealth averaging about 108,000. The life satisfaction score 7.5, and their reported good health 81, with their support network at 96%. Okay, number 2, Iceland. Would you think Iceland would be in there?
Iceland is a pretty, yeah. Well, I wouldn't have thought Iceland would have been in there, but I can understand why. Iceland is a very, it's a self-contained country. Okay, what's number 1?
Well, nearly every country with a high level of life satisfaction reported having a strong sense of community.
Yeah.
Icelanders, which...
And all these places have something in common. As soon as you finish this, we'll talk about that.
Number 1 is Denmark.
Denmark. See, they're all in the Scandinavian countries. They all have... here's the thing they all have in common, small populations. Small populations and businesses there, and the fact that they're being, they all got high taxes, but they have good systems because the systems are taking care of them. So yeah, I can understand that. Okay, the only difference might be Canada, it's a large country, as is Australia, but it's a small, but the amount of people are small. But sense of community, I think that's really important. And if you have a good, strong sense of community, it can bring happiness to you.
Well, the support system on all of those are in the high 90s, which is really fantastic. Yeah. And the life expectancy of this particular report was all 81 and older. There might have been one in there with 79.
Well, we're like that. I mean, women live longer than men, but you all are up to like 82 or 3. And I think men are like 79 or 80. So it's close. And the reason that... Well, there's other reasons, but I can talk about it. Okay. Hey, the drought, the Republicans and the Democrats are starting to up again, or it looks like they're going to start having an argument about this. Drought has killed over 12 million trees in California. Did you know that? Has killed over 12 million trees. 32 million have been killed because of pine beetles in the Rocky Mountain. All these are in national parks. Republicans are saying, hey, look, it's time to let's log these out. Let's get rid of these trees while we can still use them. I mean, they're dead, but they can still be cut up and used for logging and for building and all these things. And they're starting to get into a fight with the Democrats who are saying that, wait a minute, we've gotten all these environmental laws in to protect all this blah, 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 blah. However, these trees are dead. Now they're just tinder. Why shouldn't we log them off And, you know, okay, in a plan, if you don't want to take them all out, they're all dead. But if you don't want to take them all out, okay, we'll take every other one out. So you only have half of them are sitting there still dead. And then use that. You know, it puts people to work. It puts a lot of people to work doing this kind of stuff. And it's well-paying jobs. So I don't understand the problem. If they're all dead, why we don't. You know, I need to talk to an environmentalist, and I'm sure there's some out there that will tell me, no, we can't cut down dead trees because I just don't know what the because is. Does anybody know? If somebody will call me and tell me why we can't cut dead trees down in the national forest, you know, maybe I'll call our chapter of what? Sierra Club. Yeah, Sierra Club, or how about Save a Tree, or all these groups out there. We'll try and call them today and find out why shouldn't we cut down dead trees that are going to be nothing but tinder for fires. All right. Last thing we want to talk about, because I see our guests are rolling in here already for the 8 o'clock hour. Demise of satellite and cable. Bob. One of the things I see is, of course, there's more and more people you talk to. Nah, we don't watch it. We use Netflix. We use Hulu. They come up with 1,000 different. There's like 5 or 6 really major carriers out there that you can watch TV shows. You can watch movies on, and all of this is how much longer? Except
sports, because the sports organizations have huge contracts with the existing satellite and cable carriers, which they're very much in bed. And until that's resolved, if sports fans will be the base for satellite and cable.
Guess what I have then? I got you on this one, because Yahoo or Google this next year is going to broadcast a pro football game over the internet, and it's only can get it over the internet. What do you think of that?
Well, that may be the way. That may be an experiment to see how much, because sports nuts are early adopters of entertainment technology. They drive a lot of the demand for early adoption of the latest and greatest.
Well, now we saw something. We watched this
poker
show.
On the poker.
Well, we watched the Silicon Valley. And this one guy said, I don't know how much of this is true. You should watch this because it's kind of cool.
But they said
that the porn industry has driven a lot of the
Absolutely.
Internet advances. It's a $40 billion industry. And they have done things. They're the ones that pioneered the
streaming technology.
Streaming technology, the PayPal, all these kind of things. I don't know if they're into PayPal, but ways of people paying. All this was driven by the porn industry. And you're saying that
it was
that's
a major
true.
Play, yeah, between porn and sports, yeah. Which actually have some commonality there. That's where a lot of money gets spent.
A lot of people cheering and what cheering anyway. Okay, here's my bottom line. Then is this: how do we? You said something earlier on the break that we are in the process of changing the way that we buy the stuff we want to watch. Instead of this bundle of 857 channels that I could care less about when I only watch 10, does that mean I don't have to pay for them?
Right. You don't have to buy the entire produce section to get a dozen apples.
When is that going to happen? What have you heard about
that? The market forces will drive that, but it's going to take time. I would say, just based on my observations, about another 10 years. And it's going to be a gradual shift.
10 years. Okay.
We're talking billions of dollars and some entrenched ways of doing things.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here for the news. We have Record Searchlight is joining us, Carol Ferguson, managing editor. And I don't know if she's got a guest today or with her. But this is in the beginning of our new series that we're having with Record Searchlight and Record Searchlight.
Once
and KCNR,
a month, come on
1460.
And
yeah, we're going to talk about big, what they
find
pick
out
for
what's
stories.
Going on inside the paper.
That's it. We'll be right back after these messages in the news. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here, Monday, June the 8th. 80 degrees out there, going up to 105.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Obama says members of the G7 have agreed to leave financial penalties in place against Russia in connection with the ongoing conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Here at the G7, we agreed that even as we will continue to seek a diplomatic solution, sanctions against Russia will remain in place so long as Russia continues to violate its obligations under the Minsk agreements.
The president made his remarks during a news conference in Cologne, Germany, the site of the just-concluded G7 meeting. Also at that summit, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the G7 nations have agreed that the world should phase out the use of fossil fuels by the end of this century. Merkel had pressed for the G7 to agree on that goal so it could be put on forward on a summit on climate change later this year in Paris. Also at SRNnews.com, activists say government airstrikes on a village in northwestern Syria have killed dozens of people. The local coordination committee say two air raids today may have killed as many as 60 people and wounded several others. Authorities in New York say two convicted murderers got their hands on power tools and used them to break out of a prison. New York State Police Major Charles Guest tells WCAX-TV an intense investigation is underway.
Although I can assure you that no stone will be left unturned, I cannot comment on the tactics, techniques, and procedures that our investigators are currently employing.
Authorities say the escapees must have taken days to cut through steel pipes and walls and break through the bricks at a 150-year-old correctional facility in Clinton, New York. South African prison officials are recommending that Oscar Pistorius be released from prison on August 21st to go under house arrest. He will have served one-sixth of his 5-year sentence, or 10 months, for the shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Pistorius had testified that he mistook Steenkamp for a nighttime intruder. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Kansas has a plan to help its state bank account.
According to Bloomberg News, the Sunflower State will limit the amount of money welfare recipients can withdraw from ATM machines using their public assistance cash cards. Beginning January 1st, people on state assistance will be limited to just one withdrawal per day of no more than $25. The new law also stipulates the money can't be spent on movies, video arcades, nail salons, tattoo parlors. Republican Governor Sam Brownback says the move is intended not only to help bridge the $400 million budget gap, but also to get people back to work making more than the meager sum they get from the government. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
Jesse Matthew, who faces charges in the murder of University of Virginia student Hannah Graham, formally pleads not guilty in a separate case. His trial began today for 33-year-old Matthew in Fairfax, Virginia, where he is charged with attempted capital murder, abduction, and sexual assault in connection with a 2005 attack. This is SRN News. Many of the 2016 GOP presidential candidates will be attending Mitt Romney's third annual retreat this week.
He may not be running for president in 2016, but Romney is eager to help the GOP retake the White House and play a role in whom the party picks as its nominee. It's unclear if or when he'll make an announcement, but starting Thursday, he'll convene many of the top candidates at his exclusive 3-day closed-door Utah summit.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Supreme Court has turned down another National Rifle Association-led appeal aimed at loosening gun restrictions and instead left in place two San Francisco gun laws. The court today let stand court rulings in favor of a city measure that addresses safe storage of weapons. A second ordinance bans the sale of ammunition that expands upon impact, commonly referred to as hollow point bullets. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
the News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:06 in the morning here on the 8th of June. A Monday. Good morning to Monday. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I'm happier than a man should be on Mondays.
Really?
We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob and, of course, here with the lovely Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday to you. It's currently 85 degrees. And, boy, I'll tell you what, since we've been on the air this morning, which is just an hour, we went from low 70s to 85.
We've gone up over 10 degrees here.
Looks like we're going to have about 105 today, folks.
Yeah!
So make sure
and back.
We think about that. And we don't really realize how temperatures climb so quickly. So don't leave your animals in the car. Don't even think about it now. If you're driving somewhere and you're going to get out of the car and go get milk, don't.
Linda got me in a fight with the transient as we were leaving the Colt 45s game last night. Some guy had a little puppy that was throwing up. She went over and yelled at him, and he pulled a knife, and I – okay. Anyway.
No, people forget they got these dogs. They don't realize that the dogs can't sweat. They can only come out of their paws. That's the only way that they can sweat, so they overheat quickly. So please be very, very mindful with your children, with elderly – with anybody in cars. 105 today, partly cloudy tonight with 72. Tomorrow looks like we have around 99. And then we go into possible chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday with our temperatures reaching around 89. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. We love these guys. They're veteran owned, and they also give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, that's Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Should we go to the phones and talk with Terry? Good morning. How are you today? And what's happening tonight?
Hi there. You tall drink of water? What you doing with that little short, stubby man?
I'm still standing here. Are you sure you're not looking in a mirror right now there, Terry?
I always look at the short, stubby man in the mirror.
So
anyway, hey, guys. Yeah, listen, I just want to encourage you a bit. You know, people who got to the top of the mountain didn't fall there.
That's right. Somehow I was just turned off. Yeah, that's right. Bob,
did you know that? Have you ever heard that before?
Yes, I have. Absolutely. I hear that probably twice a day. At least. Sometimes more.
Yep. Tonight at the Tea Party at 6 o'clock, 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we are having Tim Pappas come in. He's going to start teaching the Constitution, which is going to be very interesting. There's no charge for this, of course. Everybody's invited. And tonight he will go through the Declaration of Independence. Tim Pappas, as you know, is a constitutional attorney, and he also is the assistant public defender here. So we're excited about that.
He's also successfully sued the city at least once that I know of. Okay, twice.
Yeah, and won.
And one of them was on a constitutional right of being able to hand out brochures at the library.
I hear that there's a wrestling match, and he and Walt McNeil are going to be a tag team.
I'm understanding that could be happening here soon.
Yep, it's going to be 3-on-2. Is that the deal?
3-on-2.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't even want to.
Does that institute a quorum?
I don't even want to ask. Oh, 3-on-2. Okay, I got it. All right.
Got it
now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Linda was quicker than you. She got it right away.
Yeah, pull your mind out.
Yeah. I was thinking, never mind. I wasn't thinking of that.
You're happy this morning.
Well, we're all happy this morning.
What did you guys do before you got to work?
Well, you know what? We had a great night's sleep in our sleep number bed. My sleep number setting's 50. I've raised it 5.
You got to the top of the mountain and you didn't fall there.
I didn't fall there either. I had to climb my way there. That's right.
First you climbed out of your sleep number bed. You got to the top.
That's right. Once we get out of those beds, we are ready to rock.
And you made sure that no one went through Linda's drawers.
That's it. You know, I need one of those beds that lift you up and turn sideways and drop you onto the floor to get you out. That's what I need.
Well, what if you fall on Elk Killer?
Elk Killer is always on the air conditioner vent. Elk Killer is not dumb. She lays across the air conditioner looking at us. She says, is somebody going to give me something to eat? You know, and then she puts her head back down. So, all right, tonight, 6 p.m., Tim Pappas is going to be at...
Yeah, 2570 Bonneview Road.
Teaching the Constitution.
And that is the Deputy Fellowship Church. It should be very, very enlightening.
Okay. Very, very enlightening?
Enlightening,
oh,
yes.
Enlightening, okay.
Enlightening, you know.
All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.
All right, bye. Hey, one of the things, and you know, I say things sometimes kind of off the cuff, that it's kind of, but people, if you're listening, you'll know what I'm talking about. That, in fact, Angel heard it when we talked about Israelis and how fit they are, and I said it's because they run a lot. Well, now Angel knew exactly what I was talking about because they're running from rockets that are falling down into Israel, which is kind of funny because they're the fifth happiest country in the world, and their average age is 81. So. When you think about all the things they've done and all the things they go through, but that I believe it's the sense of community. I really
right.
believe that they feel like they're unified.
There's a
and
brotherhood.
Because of there's this brother and sisterhood, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that they're in it together. They're in it together. And in fact, I heard a Russian citizen said when they asked him the happiest time in his life, what do you think it was? And this is an older guy. And we're here, of course,
during
with Carol Ferguson from Record Searchlight.
Hello.
Good morning,
Hello,
good morning.
Carol. We're sorry. We're just right. going on here. But thank you so much for joining us here. But
we're philosophizing.
When do you think was the happiest time in this Russian citizen's life?
During the struggle.
During the war.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was the happiest time of his life because if there was a knock on his door, he wasn't afraid. He knew that they needed help or something. He says after that, when you got knocks on doors, you worried because you could be taken out.
Mm.
So anyway, Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We're kicking it off today. We're going to have you all here on a regular basis talking about stories, talking about the movement or what's happening in Reading and where the Record Searchlight is in this.
Right. Yes.
So,
this is great. We're very happy to be a part of this.
And this just didn't happen
overnight.
Yeah, this didn't happen overnight. So we've been
Not
talking.
At all.
We've been talking about this for maybe a year. Carol and I have, and it's taken the change. It's taken some major sea changes. Over at the Record Searchlight.
Yes, yes. And they've been really good changes. Everyone's been really happy. Our new publisher is being well received with the staff and out in the community.
We had him on last week. Just a really approachable guy. And this is something that we really feel very strongly about. Thank you so much for saying that, Carol. That we are a community station. We have all kinds of things on from the, chili cook-off to, the senators and the chief of police and so on and so forth. And the paper is a vital part. It's the pulse of a community. So having you agree and everybody come to, we can do this. There's no reason we can't do this has really been, the big check mark of, this is really good stuff to be in 2016 together.
Well, and the other thing, going back to that whole sense of community, is that if Reading excels and does well, then the Record Searchlight does and vice versa. So we're all in this together. We're all up here in Reading together trying to make it work, trying to make the best for ourselves, our families, and for the whole community. So being a part of this, and this is just a little part of it, but I think it's a good way to have these conversations about what's going on, what people can do about it, and...
Yeah, and the
top
thing,
issues.
And the thing too is that that the paper and we don't always agree, but we're not going to, we shouldn't. So when you get into that was when you heard that little jingling. That was Linda running across the room to close the door,
yeah.
And you could hear her necklace, which is hanging
on.
Down to her belly button. So anyway, the
it's not really
but having
smart.
but having dialogue.
Yes.
And this is, it's 100,000 people in this city, but it's a small town in many ways.
Very, very small. It's not, it's isolated up here. We're on our own. We're doing it on our own, like pioneers up here. So we don't have the benefit of a nearby city to help out or, share ideas or funds or anything. I mean, we're pioneers up here and we have to do it on our own.
I didn't think of it like that, but I believe you're absolutely right. We're self-contained. We have to be as self-contained as we possibly can, even though that the government is leaning into us all the time, and trying to, give us all this help, that we've got to figure out our best way forward. So, hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and we're here on our very first day of having the Record Searchlight here on a monthly basis to talk with us, monthly or more, talking about big stories and directions that the Record Searchlight's going. Also, talking about our community and those stories that affect our community. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning here, Monday, June the 8th. It's 81.5 degrees right now, going up to 105. So if you've got outdoor work, you should be doing it right now.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:19 in the morning here, June the 8th of Monday. 81 degrees out there, going up to 105. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, where you can go down there and, besides having your coffee, you can get those chilled drinks.
It was great having a cigar roller there at Wind River on Thursday night. I think a lot of people had a great experience watching. This guy was a total pro. You could tell he was the king of cigar rollers.
He did things. He's a true artist. He's a true artist when he's out there, and a nice guy during the show. All these guys went out, and some girls went out and watched him rolling the cigars and bought, you know, or, you know, and, you know, purchasing those, and then he would give those to people too.
And you know, in the crowd that night, it was a fabulous night, Thursday night at Wind River. But you looked out in the crowd, and there were these guys in their Havana hats, and come to find out that there's a cigar club in Redding that they all met there that night. And it was really fun.
Grindhouse, I think. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, the Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on over there. It's a veteran-owned business. They do a lot for our community and have it all there, Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. In the beginning of our,
our monthly partnership of sharing issues and discussing them and bringing to your listeners our reporters and editors insights on what's going on in the community.
That's right. We were going to have a reporter here this weekend, but she came down with a case of stomach something. And it's but here's the thing is, if you have questions, now Carol Ferguson, managing editor, I've never seen her dodge a question.
No.
Ever. And in fact, Steve Smith, who we had on last week, the publisher, introducing him to our audience because he's the new publisher of the Record Searchlight, he took questions right then. And he had his statistics there, and he answered them as questions you may have. So either through the chat room or give us a call at 605-4567. Now, Carol, one of the big stories you're working on right now is the code enforcement.
Right. This has been ongoing all this year. We've been following along with what the city has been doing in terms of cleaning up homeless camps, tearing down blighted homes, and now they are focusing on the problem motels here, including 2 weeks ago they went and looked at the Americana, found lots of problems there, and they're now working on trying to get that hotel owner to clean it up, fix it up, and make some changes.
Hotel owner, is he from around here?
I don't know. He was there during that operation that day.
So he was there?
He was there. We talked to him while he was there. So he was on site when this was going on. I don't know exactly where he lives, but he was there.
That's kind of a good sign, isn't it?
Yes, yes. He was there. He talked to us in person there, and he told us that he didn't really see that the problems were as bad as what the city was saying.
Okay. Oh, he did, huh? Well, now, see, one of the things that we've already got the phone calls lined up. One of the things that Paletti has said is that there's some of these hotels that have had over 1,000 calls a year. And every time you figure out how much that cost us to send somebody there for a call because of things that's happening in a motel. And he has said this since the day he has been here, practically. And it's taken us till now. What is that now? 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
When I say us, we as a community, as the code enforcement people and the city council, to go after these people. And what do you think the impetus was on this?
I think it's part of this renewed effort on behalf of the code enforcement and police department to try to solve these problems that people have been complaining about. The homeless camps have long been a problem. When they cleaned up the one in Linden Canyon, they've stayed on it. The residents who live there say anytime they may see a tent there, they call the city, and the next day the tent's gone. So they've been very good at keeping on that one. The blighted homes, those have been a big problem since the Great Recession. They've turned into drug houses, squat houses. I mean, they've just become these horrible places that these festering sores in these neighborhoods. And the neighbors have been trying to get them out. And it's very hard. I mean, you have to find the owner. Sometimes it's the bank.
We had that in our neighborhood and a couple of years ago, and that's exactly what it was. And the bank, I mean, we put pressure on them. And the bank said, look, we've got to give them so much time before we can bring the cops. I mean, literally, for squatters, had nothing to do there. It took months.
Mm-hmm.
But when the police came,
right,
they cleared them out.
They actually have to give them an eviction notice and everything. Yeah. I mean,
it's yeah. Okay, let's start going to the phones here. Let's start with Jan. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Do you have a question for Carol?
My question is regarding letters to the editor.
Okay.
Do you print every letter that's submitted?
We do not. We have a few rules. One of them is they need to be 200 words or less. Writers can only have one letter published a month. And sometimes it just has to do with whether what's in the letter, if it's libelous, we won't run it. If it's on a subject matter that we may not think is pertinent to our readership, we may not run it. It's done at the discretion of our editor and our opinion page editor. We do run most of what we get.
Well, I submitted a letter to the editor almost 3 weeks ago, and I called you last week, and you haven't returned my call. And my letter was about equal representation in the state of Jefferson. And evidently you think that's not pertinent?
Well, I don't know. I would have to go back and see where yours is in the pipeline. It may be we haven't decided to run it yet. It might be waiting to be run. I would have to go back and check to see where it is.
Because I've been a little disappointed. You printed a nice long article from someone from an outside source about how great Obamacare is. You printed a letter to the editor. Some of the other letters to the editor you print, in my mind, aren't relevant, but I guess we just disagree.
Well, I'll check. What's your last name, Jan?
Hanks.
H-A-N-K-S. Well, I will go back to work, find out where your letter is in the pipeline. If you want to give me a direct call this afternoon, I can let you know where it is.
I'm actually getting ready to submit another letter, and this is about the fire tax.
Oh, that will be a good one.
That is pertinent, because bills just went out.
Yes.
At the end of May to some 21,000 Shasta County residents.
Well, that's a good subject we can also talk about, Jan.
Yes.
So, Jan,
urge you to do the math on that.
Yeah,
the 21,000 times the minimum old fee of $115.
There's a lot of money there.
And all you get is basically brochures telling you to clean up your property so you don't have fire.
Times 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
Jan.
And my question is, where is our money going? Is the first issue, and the other is the issue of it's not really a fee, it's a tax, and I also contend that it's taxation without representation.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
No, Jen, thanks for the phone call. All right.
Bye.
Let's go to the phones. Gene, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
All right. I had a question about the placement of the results of the race. And, I figured that this was going to be top billing on the front page of the Searchlight and would see the Triple Crown winner. And, oops, I had to go through all of these papers and finally make it to the sports page. And Serena Williams takes the French Open, gets the top billing.
I'm going to have to find out what happened with that one. I wasn't working this weekend, and I need to go find out what exactly happened with that, because that is quite a historic event.
Right. The top billing on the front page is Stupik retires from coaching. And, I thought, oh, my gosh.
Well, that was Stupik has done a lot, and we actually had that story planned for several.
But you know what? But this is 37 years, and so, I was saving the paper, to keep that. And doggone, now I'm only going to keep, the sports section.
Well, that was
disappointing.
Well, I'm sorry about that. We do strive to focus on our Sunday papers on local issues. And Coach Stupak has done so much for this community as coach at Shasta College that we wanted to honor him with the story on his way out. And we had it planned for several months. So we have a choice to show something local. We will over a national event, even something as stupendous as the Triple Crown winner. But I do agree we probably should have something on A1 with a little bit more presence.
There you go, Gene.
Thanks a lot. And
Bye.
By the way, we just want to congratulate Sonny Stupak. That is a fantastic story. You know, when we think about these teachers and the mentors that have, great story again today on another teacher that have affected the lives, shaped the lives. These are future leaders of our country. And, it's really of a time when the mind is, maybe something, there's not a connection, maybe at home, maybe there is, but it's in that teacher that can lead and shape. And so, being a teacher is a huge responsibility. They can be, and oftentimes are the unsung heroes. So you're right. They need to be applauded. And so thank you for doing that. And, Sonny, we congratulate you for that many years of service as a teacher.
And, I tell you,
and coach.
We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air have been on the job taking care of all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. It's going to be up 105 today. If you haven't called Martin in Alliance Heating and Air. You might want to do that to make sure your filters are working and everything is just as cool as possible. You got to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out the website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 here, June the 8th. 80 degrees out there. Don't leave people or dogs or anything like chocolate in your car today. We'll be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:33 in the morning here. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live. KCNR1460.com, 82 degrees, going up to 105 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business. Great haircuts. The cheers of barbershops.
Did you say it went up to 87 degrees?
No. I said it's...
I'm double-checking the sensors around town.
I didn't say 87. I said 82.
Oh, well, it looks like
Bob... Depends on where you look. I need to check the latest sensor.
Oh, okay, because Bob pulls up...
Do you mind if I finish this one?
Yeah, Cypress. Okay, you got to get your hair cut because it's that hot.
It's that hot. I'm going to shave my head.
You just shave your head.
And walk backwards. Okay, the... I forgot what I was going to say, except that it's a great place to go to, Man's Last Stronghold, right across the street from the subway in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest is Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and we were talking about code enforcement. That code enforcement is huge now. I mean, when all these people ran on, we're going to clean up the city, mm-hmm. we're going to do this. You know, Francie said she thought everything was okay a couple of times, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
But Brent and Kristen and everybody else wanted to clean it up. And so we get hit immediately with a $190,000 bill in 8 months to come up with a plan. But they've since then have passed the No Sit, No Lie ordinance.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that's how that's going to stand up, but they've got that. Now they're going into code enforcement. I think they've found ways of hiring some more people using the reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So code enforcement, though, is incredibly important here to try and clear out the blight.
It is, and a lot of people might think, "Oh, code enforcement, my eyes glaze over." But this is where the city actually has direct influence on what's going on in your neighborhood. If you see a house in your neighborhood that is blighted, you can now call the city, and they are now, you know, focused on doing something about that. There's always been complaints called code enforcement. Nothing happens. There are processes that do take time. And I think that's what people will see with the Americana Hotel, where it's going to take several months before they even come back with, here's what you need to do. And so it just takes time. It can't happen overnight. I think one of the things that frustrates people who have been here for a while is they've seen these kinds of efforts happen before. And the motel issue downtown has been an issue here for years and years, from what, you know, and so they've never really been able to completely address it, fix it, make it so that everyone's going to be happy. And that's why some of the businesses near here were a little concerned. They're saying, yeah, they're doing this, but is this really going to help? Well, you know, like one guy said, slap some paint on some walls and zap some bugs. Is that really going to solve the problem? And the problem is, where do people of really low income live in this town? And where can they go? Where can they get a place to live that's going to be decent and safe? And then you also then have the criminal element. What do you do with them because your jail's full? So we have a lot of issues going on that all come together on the streets of code, you know, with code enforcement.
So is this a lead into a happy house here during the day that people can go into? You can take, you know, a couple hundred people. Well, it's a happy house. You know, you have 150 people. Why is everybody laughing? I think it's a good name for it. Put out big letters, happy house, and everybody gets a red nose.
Sounds like a playground.
Yeah, when they walk in there. Do you think that's coming?
I think what's happening is, I don't know if you're talking about the motel
I'm just saying is that, because what you brought up is a good point. The only place a lot of these people can live is in these hotels, these long-term housing. Like the guy across the street here, I think the Thunderbird here, but he's cleaned his whole act up. They don't take long-term anymore. But the people that do, so you can't stay in here longer than 3 or 4 days. Where do they go then? Do they go to another room? Or do they have to check out and check in again to a different room?
Or do they go to another motel?
Or do they go into a different motel?
Or are they just going around different motels?
Yeah. And then and it says, so we've got them out. Where are they going to go to? Are they going to leave town? Or are they going to – what are they going to do? And then you start camping out again. And then then you push them that way. There's a certain time that all this is going to, you know, kind of implode.
Well, you were asking me before the break about during the break about what we're going to do next. And one of the things that we're going to start focusing on are solution stories, what we call solution stories.
Yeah.
And that is, what are other places doing that's working? And Fresno actually has turned its homeless problem around a lot with a coordinated effort citywide among various organizations in the city and all these different groups of getting the homeless off the streets. And they just kind of took charge. They have some homes where they can go into. They have some other resources that they're connecting them to. They're getting them off the streets, getting them the services they need, and getting them jobs. And it's not a blame game. It's not like, oh, they're homeless, they deserve what they've got. It's like, this is everyone's problem. Let's get them going. And so looking at what Fresno is doing for that, looking at what other towns may be doing with drug issues, that sort of thing, just trying to really focus on what works elsewhere and can we bring it here.
Okay.
Because pushing them around isn't going to work.
No, because it's kind of like, pushing a string. You know, you push it here, and then the rest of the string falls, so you have to push the string over there. That's really interesting. Okay, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning,
Coach. Good morning, everybody. Linda, Carl, and Carol.
Thank
you. Good morning. Good morning.
I have been... still got me?
Yeah, we're here. Gotcha.
Okay. My phone cuts out sometimes. I've been an electronic subscriber since the paper went out of sight and price. And some time back, you changed the website for the paper, for the full paper.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I have had nothing but grief with it ever since. It was okay to begin with. When you changed it, I have trouble on my tablet every morning, as I did this morning, sitting in a restaurant drinking coffee, trying to read the paper. And if you look at it wrong, it diverts back to small print, small boxes, double page, two pages on one screen. Then I have to double tap somewhere and hope that it enlarges back up. It's just a nightmare. And if for some reason it does that, it doesn't go back to the page I was on. It goes all the way back to the beginning, and I got to go back and find it again. What can I do?
Well, let me take your problem to our online team today and find out what's going on. That's called our e-edition, and that is handled by a company called Technavia. So let me see what's going on with that. And what
I'd love
we may
to know. If there's anything I can do to fix it, boy, I'm all ears.
Call me. Let me, when I get back in the office today, if you want to give me a call tomorrow afternoon, or excuse me, this afternoon or tomorrow, I'll find out what's going on with that. And if there's anything that you can do, or if there's anything that might be being worked on now.
I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
I'll throw in that my wife reads on her PC, and she has had nothing but nasty things to say about the e-edition ever since they changed the format.
We'll look in to see what's going on.
Okay. All right. You know, when we start talking about, okay, we've talked about, and now you're going to have solutions. And is there a time now for, and I hate to use the word crusade, but let's talk about that, you know, because a lot of times papers can take the lead in things. Is that, okay, if we can, one of the ways we handle a homeless problem is this, and then you all start beating the bandwagon. Here, beating the drums for this. At what point do you think that the city council is going to be able to take action on it, or if they ever do? I mean, a lot of times it seems like our city council has been introduced to ideas, or that a number of people have spoken to city council and nothing seems to have happened.
It seems that with the city council, sometimes it can take a while for them to say, yes, we're going to do this. You also have a panel of people who come from different backgrounds, different philosophies. They're not going to agree. And it's not even necessarily up to the people on the city council to make things happen. A lot of these communities have other people out in the community who are making it happen. City council can give guidance. They can free up money. They need to free up some money, some resources, which they're starting to do a little bit, you know, with the whole code enforcement thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they can give some leadership and direction. But if that's lacking, maybe there's another group that can step forward and take this. But that's where you run into, you don't have a big community-wide vision that everyone can share. You have lots of little visions, and they're all competing, and they're all competing for money, and they're all competing for support. And whether you have all that and you don't have a grand unifying one, that's when you're where we are.
Does the city have vision?
Not that I've been able to really see. I mean, with the new council, there was a lot of expectation that there would be some new vision.
Everybody's getting along, yeah.
It's a lot of 5-0 votes.
I have not seen a vision promulgated by the city council that says, this is where we want to be. This is where we're going to accomplish this year, next year, the year after that. And that, and answering questions on things. It seems like, and I agree, that we're putting Band-Aids on things or sticking our fingers in the one hole in the dike just to watch others come out.
Well, you have like the downtown transportation plan and the downtown, you know, the future of downtown plan. And there's little meetings here and there for those. But there isn't like a let's all come together and talk about what we want. The city of Shasta Lake did that recently with its 5-year plan. It's like, come out and tell us what you want the town to look like. And they had meetings, they had food, they like come and they put hangers on everyone's door. Come on out, tell us what you want. You want, you know, sidewalks, you want bike lanes, you want, what kind of businesses do you want us to try to get? It was like, what do you want this town to be? And I haven't seen Reading have that kind of, let's all come together and talk about what we really want citywide. There's some little things. Let's talk about the downtown transportation. There's some talk now about, you know, opening up Market Street through the promenade.
Mm-hmm.
There's
well, that, but and that
there's
plan is
there.
There, but you don't know how long. I mean, that thing could take years,
decades.
We got Christian Schrader. It
took decades
is,
to get the roof off.
Yeah, it took decades to put it on. Okay, Christian Schrader wants to hire somebody to do a plan on the homeless question, but the money doesn't come from the city; it comes from people who donate this. So she's taken a step in that direction, it doesn't fall under one big plan.
No, there isn't one big plan.
You got some people that are doing this, like you said, doing this and this and this and this and this. But where is our ultimate mission? This is our mission statement. This is our goal. This is our mission accomplishment. And here's 12 goals in between that we have to hit to get to this
right.
one.
Nobody's doing that on a citywide, community-wide level. You have a lot of you have the tiny homes movement. You have the let's bust them out of town movement. You have the rescue mission. You have the coalition for the homeless. You have all these different groups, but they're not all necessarily working on the same. There's no one taking the helm and saying, "Here we go. Here's the vision. Let's go." And you know, we can do that as the newspaper. We can sit there and show what works elsewhere on our editorial pages. We can editorialize about what we think may work. We can highlight the efforts that are being made. That's what we can do as a community
We can
paper.
Ring the bell.
Mm-hmm.
We can let people know, but it gets right down to the decision-making time. It's five people that have been elected to make these decisions, to have the courage to make these decisions and not worry too much about what, you know, sometimes you have to make hard decisions to move things forward.
Well, it's not even just the people on the city council. It's also the county. It's the supervisors. I mean,
yes,
there has to
absolutely.
Be.
Yeah, the county's got to be in
the county
too.
Has to be on this, too, because they have the mental health resources. Yeah. They have some of these aspects of this
right.
problem, the solutions to some
and
of this
Have you
problem.
Seen one plan come out of the Board of Supervisors that addresses the anything?
No.
I mean, besides listening for 5 hours about geoengineering and chemtrails.
You can't grow pot outside anymore in the county.
All right. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Well, you know what? That cleans that county right up there. It will be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bod, it is 14 minutes until 9 here on Monday the 8th. 85 degrees out there, going up to 105.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave servicewomen. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 850 in the morning, 85 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by, what's your favorite song? One of your favorite songs?
Yeah.
Mighty Fine Foods now has Dreyer's ice cream by the scoop. We love the going in. You know when it's hot like this, you love to just have ice cream, just an ice cream
root
cone.
Beer floats.
And root beer floats. Mighty Fine Foods, over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 beers, over 350 liquor and wine choices. Of course, you know, it's a family-owned business where the dad is the butcher. So you love it when you go in there and get your meat, you can talk to the guy. You know, you don't have the middleman. You go right there. So they're locally owned and operated, back under original ownership. Your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. They're on 299 and Deschutes. By the way, we wanted to remind you again about Tiger Field. What a great, Colt 45s. There, it's just really wonderful. It's clean. The stadium, I call it a stadium now, but the field is great. We want to remind you that, you know, we are going to be looking forward to July 4th at Tiger Field.
Salute to the veterans. Marine Corps Color Guard going to be out there. Linda's going to sing the national anthem. And then after the game, which is going to start just a little bit early, after the game, you can just, you know, just sit there and take your blankies out to the outfield, and you can watch the 4th of July fireworks from down there at the Civic Auditorium.
Cool? Oh, that's
and
neat.
Yeah, that way you can
it's
see
Americana
almost
quilt
all
time.
Of them. Yeah, and then you hop in your car and you're home while other people are trying to get out of line, even though I have to admit – The way they run people out of there now, out of the Civic, after the rodeos and after huge events, they get people out of there fast. I mean, you're not sitting there in line.
No.
You may not end up in the direction you want to go, but it's Reading. You go down and take a right and a right, and there you are. You're back on the road. We're here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, in the beginning of a series, hopefully a long partnership that we're going to have with the Record Searchlight, in the sense of having reporters coming in and the editors coming in talking about these are stories, this is what we see, and then be able to give some feedback to our reporters and to our editors, because, you know, frankly, we've never had a reporter on here except Dave Benda.
Well,
and Dave came on, you know, once, and he's been around here a long time.
He has a lot of insight on things going on.
Yeah. Mark Beecham's been here a couple of times, mm-hmm. a few times. Love to have Mark on, because Mark has got this cynical way of looking at things that I just love. You know, and I'll never forget the day that he came on with Doug LaMalfa. And neither will Congressman LaMalfa.
Oh, wow. I bet that was.
Oh, you know what? I had no idea.
Look it up in the archives.
Oh, you have to, because I had no idea that Mark was felt that strongly about Congressman LaMalfa. Anyway, but that was good. I mean, there was some clashing going on that day. So, you know, we talk about, you know, I see the paper as the ability is one of the ways of bringing community together. There was a time, as we all know, is that you all, if it bled, it led. And there's a lot of people that were just quite upset. You, I think, Carol, have changed a lot of that, along with, you know, of course, Silas, and then the new publisher who believes in this city. And Tiger Field, what you just said, Linda, is one of those things that brings community together.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good community. We just need some vision and some leadership to kind of put things together, because we have a lot of people, like you said, they're doing it. April LaFrance, all these other people coming up with these things, but we don't have an overarching plan here.
No, there isn't an overarching plan. There isn't a group or a leader or somebody coming forward saying, here's where we want to go. You want community input. You don't want just one person's vision saying, here's where we're going to go. But you need to involve the community, but you at least need to know this is what we're aiming for. And it needs to be realistic. You know, we can't say we're going to bring in, you know, all this industry that will probably never you know, there are certain industries that aren't going to move here. So we need to be realistic on what we can bring here as far as jobs. We need to be realistic on the solutions we can have. We can't have pie in the sky. Anything goes. We're, you know, we have unlimited resources. But we need to figure out what can work, and we need somebody to lead that. We need some group or somebody to come forward and say, here's how we're going to do it. And maybe it's a process. Maybe we just need someone to introduce a process that gets this going. There's got to be other towns out there who have done this.
I'm sure there have.
Look it up.
Now, here's a question, and it's a good question. Shouldn't the paper just report the news?
Well, we do several things as a newspaper. We are a member of the community. We like to reflect what's going on, so we do report the news. But what people see is how and what we cover. And so what we choose to cover can influence people's perception of their community. And I'll give you that. If we are only reporting on crime and court cases and, you know, the latest break-in, you're going to think you're living in this horrible town. But we also need to show what people are doing to make it better, the people who are outstanding, like the teachers and the coaches. So we have to pick and choose. We can't cover absolutely everything.
No, we can't. But, no, you can't. Right. You know what? And like I said, there are times I have walked through this room and Bob has sprayed me down with a fire extinguisher because of something you all have written in there. It used to be, it's not so bad now. I mean, it really isn't that things would be written about somebody and I'd have them on the next day and give them a voice because really to us, and I don't mean to make this sound like this, but it was, you all were the only voice in town for people.
Yes.
I mean, that's a huge responsibility.
It's a huge responsibility, and it is good to have other outlets. It's good to have other places where people can share their opinions and talk about the issues. Because not everyone is going to get the paper, not everyone's going to listen to your show, but
hard
not everyone's going
to
watch KRCR.
Hard to believe.
But
well, the difference between us and KRCR, and again, here's a community. I really believe they have the best in mind for the community. You get a 30-second soundbite. With you, you'll get an article that may or may not, and you know, some people will say it's either, you know, it's quoted right or it's not quoted right. So, but with us, you know, they'll get an hour of talking, sometimes 30 minutes. But and it doesn't mean necessarily what they're saying is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So, but you've got, if everybody has this one idea in mind, you'd be, you know, truthful and straight, but let's keep moving forward here.
Right.
I think it's the big thing.
What we can do in the paper is we can, you know, we get that person's point of view and what their side of the story, but then we'll also counter it with the other side of the story. We have that luxury in terms of print, and you're doing it live. You're right here. You can't sit here and research right here and like, well, what about this? As they're talking.
Oh, yeah, there's been things that after people have said things that, well, you know, they'll say something, and I couldn't find it right then that I wasn't quite sure of what they said was true.
I have a question for Carol. Best thing about working at Record Searchlight?
This community is just getting a front row seat to Reading, and all that happens here is fascinating. I mean, I've worked in lots of different towns, but this one, and I think it has to do with because we're all up here on our own up here, and that everything that can happen happens right here in Reading. And just getting that front row seat of, you know, seeing people who are trying to make changes, and also seeing the other side that may not be quite so, you know, we don't necessarily want the rest of the world to know about us, but it's also kind of interesting to see what's happening up here and how people are trying to make changes.
And where else can you get a caller and then you take a personal interest in returning a call?
Right.
Okay, not to make it negative, but what would you say worst thing? Best thing, worst thing, and then the biggest change that you want to make in this year?
I think when
personally.
The most challenging thing is, and this is not just for the Record Searchlight, but in all of the news industry, is trying to do with what you can with fewer resources, less money, fewer people. And so you really have to learn how to prioritize. And that can be kind of a stress every day. It's, you know, okay, who do we have in today? What are we going to be able to cover? That's it. So that's the most frustrating part.
And so the biggest change that you would like to see happen this year for you within the paper, you as Carol, being part of the body?
Yes. Getting more people in. Now we're running down. We're short two reporters. So if we can get those two positions hired, I will be dancing on my desk.
Is it hard to find reporters?
It is, believe it or not. We're looking for people who are entry level. They tend to be younger, and Reading isn't necessarily a young person's town for them. So.
Well, maybe people out there that are listening right now have a background of this, and they go, you know what, this is something, you know, I can do. So I like the fact that we can, you know, maybe fulfill people's, you know, the bucket list dream again we talk about.
Well, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be somebody that signs up for kind of long term, too, because it takes a lot of time and effort. Okay, Carol Ferguson, Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, has been our guest in the first of many, many, many more times that we're going to have the Record Searchlight in here. Can't wait to get the reporters in here so I can start getting some ideas on how they, in the writing and how, what their, you know, how their selection is. Carol, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the loss of freedoms in the, under the First Amendment. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to fighting ISIS in Iraq and Syria, President Obama admits
we don't yet have a complete strategy.
The president speaking today in Germany, also addressing ongoing Russian-backed aggression in eastern Ukraine.
At the conclusion of a two-day G7 summit in Germany, the president said the international community's economic sanctions are working and that Russia is in deep recession.
Russia's actions in Ukraine are hurting Russia and hurting the Russian people.
He said the G7 leaders agreed that sanctions will remain in place as long as Russia continues to violate Ukraine's authority.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Mr. Obama also says the Supreme Court probably should not have taken up the latest challenges to Obamacare, and he predicts the problem of cybersecurity hacks targeting the federal government will accelerate. Also at SRNnews.com, Boston Police